You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, episode 68.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by Karo, the number one Shopify app for influencer marketing. Karo is a Shopify app that discovers all the influencers who are your brand's customers, email subscribers, and fans. Now imagine an influencer with a million followers was to make a purchase from your Shopify store. Would you know about it? Karo makes sure that you do. And unlike other influencer platforms, Karo is built for trust and transparency. And they help you find influencers that are genuinely interested in your brand so that you're not scrolling through countless social accounts just to find the right partners. Let Karo do the heavy lifting and find influencers that are best for your brand. And Karo also helps you execute your influencer marketing every step of the way. They make communication and product distribution easy so you can pick the right influencers and create meaningful partnerships. And right now, Karo is free for all Shopify stores. So why not try it out and see who you find? Now, after you install the app, Karo will alert you whenever a new influencer engages with your brand so that you can communicate and continue to build your list of influencers over time. To get started, you can visit getkaro.com or you can search for Karo in the Shopify App Store. That's C-A-R-R-O and discover which influencers already love your brand. So hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, new episodes are available each week with your favorite podcast player through iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify, or you can also sign up at ecommercefastlane.com and be notified when a new show is being released. Now, my guest on today's episode is Phil, who is the founder of Arca, and they're a company that's literally on a mission to help Shopify brands delight their customers with custom printed boxes, you know, and to create almost a memorable unboxing brand experience. You know, if you ship a physical product, chances are likely that you're not just slapping a label on the plastic part on the outside of the label and throwing it in the mail. Like, it's going to go into some kind of a package. And some people just go the regular kind of brown boxes as cheap as you can get. But with Arca, you're able to actually select and design packaging with a few clicks. You'll find there's a Shopify app that connects to your store. We'll dig into that in a few minutes. And you can start for as little as only 10 boxes. So it's a really good way to get a fully branded, a surprise and delight kind of experience with your company and your design. So let's jump into the show and learn more about how we can delight your customers. So hi, Phil. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Thanks so much for having me, Steve.
My pleasure. So I mentioned the top of the show, but on a high level, what does Arca do and what sort of problem do you feel that it's solving for Shopify brands or store owners?
Honestly, you nailed it on the head when you were saying that you can't slap a label on a product and throw it in the mail. Very well said. I mean, we make ordering branded and unbranded packaging as easy as designing a t-shirt or a business card online, giving merchants access to the lowest minimums, best pricing. Everything's eco-friendly. We just make it easy to order both branded and unbranded packaging online. So to your point about the plain brown box and what's cheapest as possible, we don't shy away from that. It's whatever's best for your business. We will be able to match Uline's catalog when it comes to unbranded. And if you're ready to graduate towards branded and something more sleek to have your brand stand out, your package is like your billboard. It's going to be working really hard for you and your brand. We can help you in that realm as well.
That's awesome. So let's hear about the journey, because I don't think it's not every day you hear or know of a founder that is in the packaging business. I mean, this is the first time I've had anybody like this on the show. So it sounds like it's a very unique journey. So can you talk about, you know, what you believe positions you, maybe even a founding team? Like, what's the desire and the expertise to even want to create a custom packaging solution for these commerce companies?
No, absolutely. That's a great question. When thinking about Arca, before starting Arca, I came from the customer's perspective, and we know the difficulty involved in ordering packaging. We made a platform to make it easy. We used our own experiences to bring that ease for merchants. Quick high-level background. I had originally worked at Boeing up in Seattle. My background is an industrial manufacturing engineer. I had sourced packaging at this massive company, and I thought that maybe it was so difficult to source at this huge company because I was at a huge company. Fast forward, and I have my own department at one of my best friend's companies that just sold to Allstate, actually, a quarter ago. It was an on-demand iOS device buyback company, and that had to go in a package. And even in that scenario, it was very difficult. So it didn't matter how quick and fast and the lack of red tape at a small startup. It didn't matter that I was at a big company that had a lot of money to throw at the situation. It really came down to process and technology. And not to be too buzzwordy, but we're essentially streamlining that process with the technology that we've built based on our prior experiences so that this can just be a no-brainer. I mean, you can set up a store with a few clicks on Shopify. Why isn't it just a few clicks to get my packaging? Why is that where the gap yeah. has to happen, right?
Yeah.
So with Arca, we've brought it up to the digital age, so to speak, just because this is a very old school industry that had Google Drive blows their hair back. So to make it easier, we built Arca.
I know my previous startup was visionpros.com. They were a contact lens and eyewear company. And we jumped into, I guess, first starting selling sunglasses. And we wanted to have the branded case. And so we were able to buy those from China and bring those through. And, you know, the cleaning cloth and the spray and stuff. But then the outside, we said, you know, let's have this box arrive glossy and on brand. And you will not. And I'll say you won't believe because you do believe, but there's significant challenges in kind of making, first of all, the minimums that were required back in the day. And number two was the fact that we had to hire a designer because we took, proper scaled PDFs, like digital, whatever they had that they needed. And there's this bleed over and there's all these different, like this magenta thing and all these different colors. And it was an interesting challenge. If you're not in the print business per se, these are physically printed. And, it was quite a challenge to, and then we got a couple samples sent and they didn't like them. They didn't fold up correctly. And it was quite a train wreck, to quite honestly, the overall customer experience for us. I mean, we eventually got what we needed, but we went through quite a few hoops. So let's maybe move forward now. Gosh, that was been 8-9 years ago. So I guess my question is does Arca, do you have to be a designer now to create or, you know, order custom boxes?
You know, one would think, right? And we have, you know, potential customers knocking on our door saying, I'm waiting on my designer, or I need my designer to get back, or I haven't hired a designer yet. And I'm glad you brought that up, because with Arca, you don't need a designer. Forget the fact that on our website allows you to easily design your boxes. Anytime someone purchases off the platform, they actually get connected to a dedicated designer. So realistically, you could go to our site and check out with a completely blank box. That would be fine, just because within 24 to 48 hours of purchase, a dedicated designer follows up with you anyways, just to make sure that you have everything that you need on the designs of the box before it goes into production. So whether you checked out with nothing or whether you checked out with a complex design or just something simple, your logo or the color theme of your Shopify store, the designer is still going to follow up with you to double check that everything is 100% ready to go.
So how do your customers, I mean, it's kind of, there's things I'm learning as I go here, but like, how do customers actually come up with inspiration for their packaging?
So, I mean, either the company that they are wanting to build was inspired by something else in the first place, and maybe they wanted to emulate that a little bit. But when it comes down to it, a lot of our customers sent us inspiration that they found on like Instagram, or as I said, they've just seen what other businesses do. Our designers then take that inspiration and put together something that follows that client's branding. That way it's actually unique. You know, we're lucky to be living in an age where everyone's kind of just sharing what they've purchased, what they're building, what's going on. There's so much clay to play with out there to come up with something. There really is no excuse to not have something that is unique and branded for your business. Mm-hmm. And it's honestly, it's really easy. Anyone that, if you have a logo or a color theme, start with that. I don't want people to, because something that happens is a lot of people come to us and they're trying to wait for something to be perfect before they launch. Yeah. I think that's a mistake. Just get it out there, see what your customers say, and then iterate on that. And the good thing about, sorry to throw this little tidbit in there, but with Arca, because we're using something called digital print, it's the same type of equipment that you have at home at your own HP printer where you just print a document. And what that means is that you can change the artwork. Right? It's not like your computer and printer have any say whether you're printing an image or you're printing letters in a document. To your printer, it's all the same. And similar to the equipment that we leverage and the technology that we use, you can come back and change your artwork over and over and over again. So just get something out there. Don't stress too much on having the perfect brand. But I think pushing something out and seeing how it behaves in the wild is more important than having the most beautiful brand around.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the reasons why we decided to go with Vision Pro is to actually go with the branded box, because we saw a competitor in Canada, clearly Contacts, and you know, and there was a lot of campaigns that were being run about take a selfie with your clearly Contacts box and, you know, be entered into a draw for, you know, a lifetime supply. So it was very, there was like a virality that went along with it. And it also helped the fact that they were so busy that literally if you went to a Canada Post, like a Canada Post outlet somewhere to pick up your packages, you could see a whole bunch of these blue boxes out there with people that may have never even heard of clearlycontacts.ca and goes, oh, what's that all about? Just the visual part of it, delivery, leaving it on your doorstep. So the same thing happens with food delivery. I mean, we see these box delivery food companies, these fresh food companies all over the place. And you go on, and a lot of times those boxes are then out in the trash, you know, for the weekly pickup, but it's still top of mind again and more branding. So it's so interesting that that's what's happening in the world right now.
Absolutely. I mean, it's becoming table stakes, to be honest, to have some sort of branding. Mm-hmm. Because that's a question that we get sometimes is, well, why should I upgrade from the plain brown box? There's several reasons. You could get, it's actually funny, people have less buyer's remorse when they get something in a package that was nicely branded, believe it or not. So there's, and that's just one of the few psychological factors that comes through with branding. Like the one you said, the doorstep experience, that is the exact phrase that we've created internally. There's that engagement and tie back to the product, which they originally purchased, which almost acts as a foreplay between the business and the consumer. That's how you get excited as you see that box waiting for you at your doorstep or your mailroom or your PO box or wherever you pick up your package. There's significance behind that.
Yeah, it's almost like you're making an emotional investment in the product. Totally. It's just like Apple. I mean, you know, they're world famous for their unboxing experience, and everything is so mint and so perfect. And you know, even if you know, in the old story of even opening up a MacBook and actually having a look at the circuit board, like it's actually a work of art, also inside the laptop that you never see. And so, so interesting. And it reminds me too. I have another brand that I manage that's in the subscription snack business, and every month, which I'm not currently doing, but they should do, is they do produce a book, a 24, believe it or not, a 24 page book every month that goes into the package to discuss the snacks and the origin and the history and the story behind what it is that you're actually eating this month as your snack box. It's pretty interesting. But then their outside box occasionally gets styled up nicely to go along with the theme. But it sounds like, as you mentioned, it's very easy through Arca, easy/simple, to go in and say, well, with the help of a designer with a little bit of ideas about, well, what's the theme? Well, obviously the Halloween theme box is out right now. And that's being delivered. But what happens for December or, you know, in January? And so it's interesting that it sounds like it's quite easy to almost have promotional campaigns running right on the box, or add a social outreach component or whatever right on the box.
Totally. It's truly your billboard.
It's
an investment worthwhile, just because. What's this snack company called, just to give them a shout?
Boxu. B-O-K-K-S-U.
Oh, Boxu.
Yeah.
We've worked with them. Yeah, the founder, Danny. That's awesome.
Danny, excellent. That's really cool. You guys have connected. That's really wicked.
Nice box.
They are, yeah. So Let's talk about, maybe I can get some feedback from you because, you know, you obviously deal with lots of entrepreneurs getting their boxes built. And, you know, this show really does have a diverse range of listeners. And if you were to give some advice today to early stage entrepreneurs that are, you know, selling on Shopify, what would that advice be today?
Totally. It comes back to how we ended the last question on iterating quickly. Don't keep trying to hold out for the perfect thing. You need to chip out for the perfect thing. Meaning get something out there, see what the response is. If there's no response, get something out again. Just keep iterating. That's honestly one of the most important things that you can do versus just going for a Hail Mary, which is a bit risky and might be disappointing. Like you might set yourself up to be disappointed if you're just constantly waiting for the perfect thing.
Yeah. So experimentation is key. And
100%.
I have a mantra of bend, don't break.
That's great.
The one that I tell people a lot. So
yeah, that's honestly great advice. It doesn't matter what industry you're in to hear that either. This is something that can apply to anyone creating anything, whether you're a hot sauce box of the month business that's just trying to iterate on the perfect sauce or the box that you're putting it in. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter at all.
So what about those that are listening today that would be more considered in the mid-market? So they would have a small team. They're kind of eager to grow and scale. Like, what do you believe maybe the executive team or the marketing team, what should they be working on?
To tie back to iterating as quickly and trying to see what feedback you get, it is about getting that feedback. And the way you get that feedback is from your customers. And the way you talk to your customers is finding out where do they live in regards to the platforms that they're transacting on. So focusing on that and adding value to the environment that you're discussing. Like, for example, this discussion that you and I are having right now, we're eager to grow. We want people to know what we have to say to them. We're adding value to our respective environments by having this show. Mm-hmm. And similarly, if you're a business that wants to provide value, whether it's putting out content or just reaching out to potential customers and seeing how you can be helpful, all of that adds up. And just don't get discouraged if it's not happening overnight, because you know, nothing really does.
No such thing as an overnight success, right?
Yeah, no, not really. That's for the movies.
Yeah, I've learned that with this show too. I mean, we just rounded a year and 50,000 downloads, but it took a long time to get there. And there was times when, yeah, it's a celebration. To be quite honest with you, it's most podcasts never really hit that kind of level, and it just shows the partners are helping share their stories. And I'm glad that I have a platform to be able to have the opportunity to be able to interview partners on the Shopify ecosystem like you, share what it is and what problems you're solving, and yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it really is.
So let's talk about the future for Arca. Can you share maybe some of the highlights? Like what's 2020 going to look like? I mean, we're at the end of 2019 right now, but what is there a partner alignment or where do you see the brand going?
Yeah, totally. So, you know, going back to where do your customers live? A lot of ours live on Shopify. We just had a feature on the Shopify App Store. We're currently at the LA, the road, downtown LA Shopify location where there's a bunch of gurus waiting to help you.
Absolutely.
And that's what we don't want to do, to be honest. Like we look forward to deepening our relationship with Shopify so we can be more readily available for the everyday merchant. That way merchants that live on Shopify can have a full solution for all their needs. As we had said prior, you can click around and set up a store on Shopify and I can click around and get the package for your product that you sell on Shopify. So those partnerships and deepening those relationships, I think are what's going to make this business successful and in turn have the maximum impact in adding value to just the e-commerce merchant ecosystem in general. Because it's not a nice to have, right? I mean, we're a painkiller, not a supplement. Like if you're going to be shipping product, it's going to go in something. So creating the best solution possible to make it so that any other alternative just doesn't make sense is a big part of our 2020 roadmap for Arca.
I got that's a nice tweetable quote. Thank you very much for that.
No worries. Happy to.
So we are nearing the end of the show for today, but do you have any closing comments or any takeaways that you would like to leave with our listeners today?
Just going back to the first question of just making it easy. But as far as iterating, I think that's one of the most important things that we can have any viewer leave with. Like whether they have an e-commerce store, they don't have one yet, they're working on something completely different, I don't care what it is, iterate quickly, get it out there, and continue to improve on whatever it is that you want to build, regardless of what it is.
And like you said too, you know, at least let's take a look and see what Arca can do. You're currently buying boxes somewhere, Uline or wherever. The idea is to at least check and see if you want to continue with brown boxes. By all means, continue doing that. But it sounds like extremely affordably, you're able to now with a connected Shopify app, which we'll talk about in a moment, be able to select a design and have it, you know, just a new start basic and just start working your way up. If you really want to start expanding upon it, go ahead and do that. So,
yeah. Yeah, 100%.
So how can people learn more about Arca?
Well, they can go to the Shopify App Store and they can look up packaging. We will come up. They can obviously look up Arca as well, A-R-K-A. And that is also the URL of our website, arka.com.
Cool. And we spoke offline before recording today, and I'm going to redirect ecommercefastlane.com/Arca, and it's going to redirect to a listener-only promotion. And if you can share some of the details of that offer.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So they'll get a percentage off for going through you. And then if they have any questions about it, they can simply go and message us support@arca.com. Let us know that you found us through Ecommerce Fastlane, and we'll be giving them the 10% off.
Beautiful. Well, Phil, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks,
today. Thank you for sharing all this. It's awesome. You got a great passion behind this. It's proof that I really want that surprise and delight, that unboxing experience. I know it makes a difference. I've proven it in my own businesses. Danny at Boxu has proven it, that it works. It's exciting to have this box come in that's branded and get this emotional attachment. So it's very cool. Best of luck, and let's keep in touch.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate it, man.
This episode is supported by Caro, an incredible Shopify app that discovers all the influencers, press, and media that already love your brand. They can be customers, email subscribers, or fans, and Caro will reveal the social footprint and influence of those that have already shown you some love. And from there, Caro makes it easy to work with influencers, communicate, and distribute products to them so you can pick the right influencers and create meaningful partnerships. To get started, you can visit getcaro.com or search for Caro in the Shopify App Store, that's C-A-R-R-O, and discover which influencers already love your brand. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of Ecommerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms. All with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.